part of what you might be referring to there is sort of in your late teens of the wheels sort of falling off and getting involved in drinking and drugs and it's all going a bit too far and ending up in rehab.
Yeah, big time. I really messed up. I really messed up. I really messed up, but I survived it and I sort of, you know, it's not like I turned it around and became this godly human being. I just kind of got my brain together and thought, you know, these are the things that make me, these are all experiences that have made me who I am now.
Well, you kind of did more than that, actually, though, didn't you? Because when you did The Voice, you were coping with an extra pressure that no one else was having to go with because your mum had cancer at the time. And so you were doing your thing on TV, doing the singing, and then going and being at her bedside in hospital.
Yeah. And it's a sort of, I'm still questioning how that was. I don't know how I did that. And I don't know, you know, I don't know that I'm necessarily all sorted now, but I know that I'm doing something that I've always wanted to do, that she very much wanted me to do, and I'm making the most of it and doing it as best I can. But I think the biggest thing for me is, you know, I never promised to be, I always said I'm never going to be able to put on a face. If I'm having a rough day, I'm going to have that rough day and be the person in that rough day. And that's really all part of it.
Was she your biggest fan?
Yeah.
As the person who first backed you and you revealed your dream to?
Totally. So I do it for her as much as I do it for myself.
Have you dedicated the album to her?
Yeah. It was a weird thing to be making a record after something so heavy as that. And while I'm still dealing with it, it's sort of, you know, in a way, I've written all this stuff. I might as well be reading out my diary. It's kind of awful, but at the same time, it's not, because it's what's going on. And there's a good part of that, which is that I've been able to make great music with amazing people, and so they all come together. But it is a bit of a blur, and I'm not really sure. I'm sure in years to come I'll go, okay, this is how you did it, but I'm not really sure what's going on. But I'm happy and I feel stable and safe and good about everything that's going on.
When something like that happens, it's almost like you get an unspoken superpower from somewhere. Yeah. I don't know what it is, but it's something, and you realise you find that you've done something that you never thought was possible. And
absolutely.
That's just it.
Yeah, and I think, you know, if I'd been told how it was going to be for me, I would never have predicted that I'd still be standing. And so, it, you know, that I take great comfort in the fact that I am all right.